Welcome to ComicAttack.net. I am Kristen, your manga reviewer and writer of the Bento Bako columns. I was fortunate enough to get to attend Anime Fest over Labor Day weekend this year in 2011. I got to attend as press, so I was able to interview some voice actors who also attended. First of all, I just want to give a really big thank you to the press staff who made all of this possible and who worked very hard all weekend despite all kinds of crazy things happening. Today I'm going to do the first half of the interviews. I'm going to split them into two parts because I interviewed about 7 different voice actors. So today we're going to listen to the interviews with Terry Doty, Spike Spencer, and J. Michael Tatum. And tomorrow I'll cover Leah Clark, Greg Ayers, Christina V, and Sharamie Lee. So I hope you guys will join me again when I do the next part. And I hope you enjoy this batch of interviews. Thank you for listening, and thank you to the voice actors who gave up their time for these wonderful interviews. They were all delightful. Thank you very much. This is Anime Fest 2011 with Terry Doty.
Yo.
Hello, Terry.
How are you? Hiya. I'm doing good.
Okay, good. Are you enjoying the con?
Oh my gosh, yes. This is my first time as a guest. I love it.
Really? Like ever or here?
Ever as a guest at Anime Fest. I showed up last year. Parking was fun. No, I love this con. This is one of the bigger ones that I've done. It's really fun.
Really?
Yeah.
So, no, I was going to say, because it's not really the big, I mean, you know, like, we have A-Con here, too, but A-Con's, like, way bigger than this.
Yeah.
Which I actually don't care much for. I like the smaller one, because it's so much, I think this one's way better organized.
Oh my gosh, they are on top of their game, aren't they? Seriously.
They do seem so, because it's smaller, so they can manage it better. Yeah. Like, I think A-Con's gotten a little too out of control. They're not, it's too big for them to
Maybe.
Run properly, I think.
I haven't really gone, or you ever gone really gone to an A-Con, but this one, like, last year and this year, seriously, like, it's run by volunteers, it's non-profit, like, and it's this organized, it's insane. In a good way.
No, it is. They're doing a really good job. Mm-hmm. I like this one. Okay. I was at that panel yesterday morning, too, so
yeah.
I got some of my questions answered already. Like, how y'all started out and your education. Where'd you go to school, by the way?
I actually just went to community college around here, Tarrant County College.
Okay, but you're not from here, but you live here now.
No. I'm originally from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Oh, wow, that's a long way.
Yeah, well, I moved from Pennsylvania to Virginia to California and then here.
Kind of all over.
Yeah, my dad was in the military. So, yeah, so I'm from Philadelphia, but my brother's from San Diego. But both of our parents are from Texas.
Well, so then what? Oh, so you chose to stay here?
By the time I was so used to moving around that it became like not really making a lot of friends other than my brother, really. Mm-hmm. And then when I started like really living here, it just kind of became like, oh, I can make friends and not have to worry about just having pen pals. And you know, when you start getting into your teens, parents really don't want to move you that much because it's like, we're going to start dating soon. You don't want to do this. For you, trust me, it's horrible. But, after high school, my theater arts teacher got me a scholarship, and I started going to school here.
Yeah, you said, like, all just out of the blue, here's a scholarship, go.
Yeah. Well, because I guess teachers can, they have access to, you know, your personal files, so all the information she needed was right there. It was insane. But,
Well, have you worked grateful. Out of California at all, or have you always been doing voice work here?
Just voice work here so far. I'd love to do work in California, but not yet. I'd say I'm still pretty new.
Okay. Well, how long have you been at this?
Since early 2008.
Oh, yeah, not long then. Well, how long have you and Michael been doing the podcast?
We started that in January of last year, so almost 2 years.
So that's pretty new, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get, let's see. So what's probably your favorite role that you've done so far?
Well, that I can talk about, because we always have to preface that. Like, there's so many people or characters that I would love to talk about. You know, I announced I was playing Virgo in Fairy Tale, and I'm like, can I talk about anyone else? They're like, no, stop asking, we'll tell
like
you.
Current stuff that you're working on, yeah.
Yeah, Virgo's a lot of fun in Fairy Tale, and, you know, I get to play a lot of Sharamie Lee, so that's really fun. or Chiramile. I love messing with her better name. But she's a lot of fun. And I really loved playing Nella in Dance of the Vampire Bund, which I think, you know, understandably a lot of people went by pseudonyms in that show, but...
okay, yeah, that one's a little...
It's a little lollyrific. You know, I think everybody will admit that, but I'm very proud of that show. The director was amazing, and I really like my character in that, because she gets to be very stoic, like I tend to be in official capacities, but she's... got a wicked sense of humor whenever she can, Nella. And I also got to play a vampire kid in that, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is your first, one of your first cons, or is it the first?
No. This is my first anime fest.
As a guest.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And I've done a handful of other conventions, but I've got some more on the way, yeah.
Well, what do you like about it? I mean, do you see it as a way to promote yourself, or do you just like meeting the fans? Or
I mean, any actor can, you know, would be silly not to take this as a marketing opportunity. But really, I'm very flattered when I get asked to do conventions. You know, sometimes I'm just like, hey, if you need somebody, I'll do it. But really, what I think I like the most about it is seeing, I guess what I really didn't see as a kid, which is like nerd culture. Stuff that you kind of had to hide that you were into when at least I'm
but it only, all comes out
I'm only 27 but like you know I went to a pretty intense high school where it was like if you're different better eat lunch in the drama room that
yeah,
kind of thing
yeah.
And to see that people really have a place that they can cosplay and they can kind of just connect with other people that they might not know and not worry about you know if they're going to get bullied or anything like that. So, yeah, I love the fan aspect of it and just how free people feel when they're at a con.
Yeah, that is. It's nice to be able to just kind of go, like, I mean,
yeah,
I've seen some
not
amazing,
get, like, the,
amazing
what
costumes.
Are you?
Blah,
blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like, you can, oh, my gosh.
There was a Princess Tutu, I think, won an award last night, and, oh, it was such an amazing costume.
Oh, my gosh, I didn't see that.
Her tutu, like, she made it, she had, like, a hoop under it, so the whole thing stuck out.
Okay,
like,
yes,
her.
I did see it. Oh, that was great.
It was great. Oh, it was such a good costume. That show is so cute.
Isn't it?
It's adorable.
Yeah,
do you have a favorite show?
Favorite show? Oh, I mean, you know, directing, you kind of, like, every show that I've worked on, I find a way to fall in love with.
Oh, well, that's right. You do some ADR work, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah. My husband also, like, I'm always in when I'm not even directing, just because he's always working on a show. Let me see. Corpse Princess was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I always call it Shigabana Hime, because that's...
the Japanese, yeah.
And it's better to say. Dang it. But no, Shikabana Hime was a lot of fun, and I did Big Wind Up and Rin Daughters of Namasane. So a plethora of different genres, but I started working for Mike McFarland, and I did Ride Back, which I really love, and Baka and Test.
Okay. Well, maybe, are you a fan? Like an anime fan? So what's the favorite that you've seen?
Favorite that I've seen? I'm really, I'm in it a little bit, but... I actually, like, helped Tatum prepare for his audition on Black Butler, because I'm a big Butler dork.
Oh, I love that show.
Yeah, yeah. I've done things here and there for season one and season two, but he, you know, I helped him the audition process and all that stuff. And he's like, you're really into it. Yeah, I am. Even if I don't get anything, I it's a great show. So Black Butler is probably in the most recent years, yeah.
Is there, like a dream role? Like, hey, oh, I wish I could really play that character, or...
Oh, I mean, there's some auditions coming up where I'm like, oh my gosh, I would love to do that. And there have been some characters, like, the thing about it, especially with voiceover training that I've done, is my coaches are like, okay, once you audition, reminisce about it for a second, and then throw it away. Do not think about it again.
Because
if you get it, great. And if not, you're not going to be
like
why? Why? But, I mean, that's what acting is. 99% rejection and 1% acting. But, yeah. Let me see. Really? I mean, there are shows that I've tried out for where I'm like, I didn't get anything. And sometimes I get stuff and I'm like, wow, I didn't see myself doing that. But I love it. So, I mean, there are things coming up that, you know, are coming down the wire that I would love to be a part of. clearly certain people, but if I get anything, I'm happy. Even if it's walla.
Well, and work is work too.
Exactly.
At that point too. But if you
really
enjoy what you're doing, then it really doesn't matter what you're doing.
Yeah, totally.
That's cool. Let's see. Oh, I did want to ask you, you said that Bill Murray was one of your inspirations. so I want to know what your favorite Bill Murray film was.
Bill Murray. Scrooged.
Really?
Screw yeah, I know. Like, people are like, really? Blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm a big
No, I mean, that's a good film. Yeah.
I don't know, you know, I don't know what it is. Like, I even bought the VHS of it at Movie Trading Company. I don't even use my VCR, but I bought it. I don't know why. But I love that movie, and it does end with that nice, sappy, like, I've learned a lesson,
right.
blah, blah, blah. But it's in that nice Bill Murray way. I just love Bill Murray. He's hilarious, and just him as a person.
He's really good.
Is hilarious, but Scrooged, probably. I know it's random.
No, I mean, no, it's a good, that is a really good movie. I like The Aquatic Life with Steve. He said that's my favorite.
Oh my gosh. Anything with Wes Anderson and him is hilarious. I think...
The Tannenbaum. Didn't Wes
Royal
Anderson
Tannenbaums, I think
too?
That was the funniest thing with him and Gwyneth Paltrow, and he goes through her list of things, and he just says she smokes.
Yeah.
It's just hilarious.
That's glad you live. And my husband likes Lost in Translation, but I think he likes it more for Scarlett Johansson than for Bill Murray.
And that's okay.
Well,
no
let's
one
see.
Would fault him for that.
Let's see. Oh, since you're kind of new, and I think the guys have to worry about this more than the girls, but do you ever get mobbed by any fans?
No, I haven't gotten mobbed yet. I think really, and I always try to tell people, especially when if they listen to the show, that I'm very heavily involved on my internet social things like Twitter, Facebook, stuff like that. So I get certain things where it's like, no, that's not appropriate. But I don't get mobbed really. I think what Tatum's been hinting at me is like, what the thing is, you're a big hugger. I'm like, yeah. He's like, yeah, be careful with that. Like, because you're a lady and.
Yeah, I saw him giving out some hugs and stuff, but no, yeah, you don't want to get, like, groped by a fan or something.
although he
might be a little worried about those fangirls.
Knocking. Gotta hope this isn't particle wood. Knocking.
Yeah. I know, I haven't seen Tatum get mogged, but if you ever watch Vic mm-hmm. walk around a convention, he's literally got, there was this one, I went to an ACON where he literally had... Like, a little retinue of girls screaming and following him around the whole convention. Like, he's just eating it up. Like, he loves it, but I was
Aww.
Just like, oh, man.
I don't know Vic very well, but I'm sure he was fine with it.
I think he's totally okay with it, honestly. did you do much stage work when you were in theater?
Oh, yeah. I started doing theater freshman year of high school, but I started more in stage management. And then my first big role... I've done several things. I love doing comedy, like Renfield of the Flies and Spiders, which I think is hilarious. Lady Dracula, I did a lot of community theater, a lot of children's theater. But I did West Side Story, and I played a guy. So they taped down the ladies.
Yeah.
And I had a musical number. I'm like, there's no way I'm convincing anyone that I'm a dude. I mean, I just want to, but I'll do it. But yes, because... I'm like 6 foot, like 5'11", six foot. So
maybe they didn't have enough guys and
maybe.
They kind of put you in there.
Like, well, we would love to cast you, but I don't think we could cast you as a lady. So, dude, I'm cool with that. I'll fight. Yeah, I'll fight Bernardo. Yeah, I'll do it.
So you just decided that, like, you didn't want to do stage work anymore, or?
Stage work is definitely, especially in the DFW, stage work, especially people that are really into it will do it anywhere that there's an opportunity. And they have to have a drive to do it.
Well, there's a lot of theater in this area.
There really is. Like, you want to talk... when I think theater, the first person I think of is Joel McDonald. He is an amazing stage actor.
Joel McDonald. I think I had a class with him.
That
sounds familiar.
He's in Baccano and Heroic Age and a bunch of other things.
Maybe not. Maybe this is a different Joel.
Yeah. But he does it because he loves it. And not to say that I don't love it, it's... that, you know, I got more into the film aspect of it and the audio aspect of it, I guess.
Well, yeah, you said you switched, and you were mm-hmm. theater, and then you switched to radio, television, and film.
Well, because I could still do theater, and I could still act, but I could get a degree in something else, mm-hmm. so, yeah.
Well, Well, that was opposite. I got a degree in theater. Useless. So,
hey, yeah. It's a degree, though.
It is a degree, and I minored in English, so that helps for something, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm probably about out of time anyway. So it was so great talking to you.
Oh my gosh, yes. So much fun.
I'm so glad to meet you.
Likewise.
Thank you very, very much.
No problem.
This is Anime Fest 2011 with Spike Spencer.
Hello.
Hello. So how are you enjoying your weekend so far?
It's been ridiculous so far. It's been great.
Yeah?
I love it.
So ridiculous in a good way.
Ridiculous is awesome.
Good, good, good. Well, I know you're doing some panels here too, aren't you? You got three books that you're promoting.
Yeah.
With some actual panels, which is
yes.
kind of cool.
Yes. I've turned them into panels at every con I go to.
Oh, yeah?
They're getting... Yeah, they're really
they do popular. Really well.
Very popular.
That's great. That's really good. One of them, I think you're doing an audio CD of too, yeah?
Yeah, I have an audio CD of What Happens at the Con Stays at the Con. It's the subtitle would be Stories from the Seamy Underbelly of Anime Conventions and More, Volume 1. And yeah, they're short stories that I wrote based on things that have happened at conventions. Some of the stories that I've been told, some of the things I instigated. I make them short stories and add characters, and they're really fun. And I did that last night, and they loved it.
Well, you had one last night then.
Yeah,
okay.
I did that one last night. Tonight I'm doing Don't Kill Your Date and Other Cooking Tips.
Oh, the cookbook. Yeah.
Yes, I have a cookbook that I'm trying to put together, and
like simple things that anybody can make, or
pretty much. Yeah, and what's happened is I'm trying to make it very simple, 5 ingredients or less for the most part. It's designed for bachelors, but it's. Kind of now since I've done so much traveling, I'm finding new food finds from around the world, and so I find this new thing from Japan or this new thing from Ireland or whatever,
to
and I go,
in.
Oh, I gotta put this in, and then I got a story about that.
You know, like how you found it,
yeah.
Or
like I'm sitting in Barcelona, I'm sitting at the harbor, and I have this bread, this Barcelona bread, and I talk about Barcelona and everything, and then there's the recipe for the bread.
Wow,
you know, and very simple stuff.
You're selling that one here.
I don't. It's not done yet.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. One of them was not done yet.
That's the problem because I need a publisher. I need a publisher, somebody to give me money so I can do the photographs and cook everything up and put it all together because I really want to have pictures.
Have you talked with, I don't know, who might, Vertical maybe, or I don't know if Fantagraphics would do something like that. Vertical posts like Japanese cookbooks. They publish Japanese cookbooks and stuff like that.
Really? Well, I check it out because, I mean, bottom line, I need money.
You mean
I need money to do
They're a big manga pub. They publish basically, I think they have the rights to all of Osamu Tezuka stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So they do all his stuff. And they do, like I said, they do Japanese cookbooks and Japanese language books and things like that.
What company is this?
Vertical Inc.
Vertical?
Mm-hmm.
I will think about it.
You might want to think, their PR guy, I think his name is Ed Chavez, I want to say. I know his name is Ed. I may be confusing him with another Ed.
Is he here?
No, he's not here.
Okay.
They're probably off at one of these other ones this weekend.
Cool, probably driving down.
Yeah, but I know you can get a hold of Ed on Twitter through, because he runs their Vertical Twitter.
Okay.
So, if you want to go that way. Let's see, so... I haven't gotten to go to any of your panels yet because I've been busy myself, but I did want to know, I mean, you've been doing this for a while.
Yeah.
So how did you get started?
In anime or doing cons?
The voiceovers.
Voiceovers. Yeah, I was doing a live-action movie, which is, I mean, I'm an actor, first and foremost, so I was doing a live-action movie with Amanda Wynn Lee, who played Rey in Evangelion. That's how I met her. We were both shooting this movie, and she said, hey, you know, I'm doing this anime stuff. Why don't you come do it? And I was like, sure, what is it? You know, and
just that easy, huh?
Yeah, she's like, well, it's Japanese animation. And I said, like, cartoons? And she said, not really. I said, okay, does it pay? She said, yeah. I said, I'm there, you know. So I went and auditioned, and it was great. Started doing it.
What was the first one?
Super Etrogon was the first one I was ever in. I think I had, like, 2 lines or something.
Okay. Well, 2 lines is 2 lines.
I was a sailor or something, I don't know. But, yeah, I did that, and then other things started popping up, but it was just great.
And you're still going pretty good. You did you're redoing Shinji and the Evangelion movies that are coming out.
We did that. We did 1 and 2. Don't know.
3. I think I saw something about 3 coming out next year.
Yeah, maybe. We have no idea. Nobody knows anything.
Nobody knows.
No.
I read a news thing this morning that said next year.
Yeah.
And then let's see, you were doing a little bit of Vampire Knight. You were one of the characters' dads.
Takuma Ichijo. Yeah. No.
No, or that is Ichijo. Ichijo. It's one of the students. Ichijo. Okay, could not remember.
Well, right now, I've got the Bleach, Vampire Knight, Kakashi, and Durarara.
So you're doing a lot right now.
Well, I mean, they're done.
Or
I mean,
some of them are done.
They're on right now.
Oh, okay. They're on. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Some of them are coming out right now. Well, how do you feel about... Because Shinji is... Most people don't like the character. Do you get any flack for playing that at all?
No.
Or no?
No. Sometimes people come and go, God, I hate that guy. I'm like, hey, join the club, man.
Yeah, like, nobody likes... I don't think he's meant to like, but...
I kind of liked him in 2, in this last one, because this in Ava 1 and 2, the two movies, we have gone a little bit tougher with him.
That's good news. You know, I haven't watched him yet.
It's a little bit, but... It's, I would like to say one of them dropped.
Okay, well, so that's good news.
That's kind of thing. It's like, you know.
Because he's such a whiny wuss.
Yeah, I know. So, we tried to man him up a little bit.
Well, that's good, because I know sometimes fans will associate, like, a character with the actor, but you don't really run into that at all.
Not once they meet me, no.
Oh, good. Well, that's good. That's good.
I have some people that go, Shinji? And I go, Erk!
I am not Shinji.
First of all... Shinji is two-dimensional and not real.
Right.
Okay, let's go.
Though I do want to say, you know, just because, like, you know, everybody hates him, but I think you do the voice really well.
Thank you.
Which is almost a weird thing to say, because, like, I hate the voice, I hate the character, but I actually think it fits, like, with the way he is.
Yeah, I mean, it's just this, I don't know, it's so
sullen
annoying. And so, yeah, annoying.
You kind of want to punch him in the face a few times and in some other places.
Exactly.
Let's see. Okay, so you've done films and stuff. Do you have a favorite medium? Do you like voice acting or on film or you like film best?
I would rather do if I could choose what I wanted to do, I would be making movies and TV. That's it.
Do you just like the camera work better or the way it's set up? Or
I really like film and TV are two, they're different things.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, but I like being in front of the camera. I like performing. I'm an actor.
It's, have you done stage work at all?
Mm-hmm. Well, I went to the University of Houston, and I majored in drama.
Okay.
So I did all. I have a big theater background, and did Shakespeare and stuff like that. But I don't really care for theater personally. I just like film. I really do like.
So
film.
You kind of were doing, and then you found film. You're like, I love this.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
That's cool. There's a lot of people in the voice acting that have theater backgrounds, and then decided
I mean, you know. That's
that comes from there.
Exactly.
Well, because I mean, you see theater, but you know, a lot of them. But then some of them have these weird. Like, I think Greg has like an advertising degree or something like that,
yeah.
Which is kind of out of the blue.
Yeah.
But
I went to college with his brother Chris.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. We did Midsummer Night's Dream together. I was Francis Fluth, the bellows mender, and he was Puck.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. Also went with Christine Auden. We went to college together. Well, several of us. There's a lot of us. Because ADB was in Houston.
Well, that's right.
You know,
in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Are you, where do you work out of most? Like here or California?
I'm in LA.
Yeah. Oh, you are in LA. Yeah. Okay, so you do a lot of work out there then.
That's only all I do. I mean, I did do Ava here in Dallas, but I came back for that.
So you haven't really done much work with like Funny at all?
Just the two Avas.
That's okay.
I was hoping to do something this weekend while I was here, but no.
So who's Viz is out there? And...
Yeah, Viz is out there.
Excuse me.
And I've got some stuff coming up.
That's good. Do you have any like projects coming up that you are allowed to talk about?
let's see. What can I? Well, Saints Row 3 just came out.
Yeah.
I had a couple characters on that. Those four that I talked about earlier. Something called Devil Survivor.
Oh yeah, that's an Atlas game,
so,
I believe.
Yeah,
it's a Shin Megami Tensei game, I think.
Yeah, yeah. I'm leading that. I forgot the name of it. I so want to tell you something right now, but I can't yet.
Well, don't get in trouble.
Don't. Yeah, there's a few projects that I can't say anything about right now. What am I doing? I don't know if I can tell you that. I just found out I'm doing another thing. I'm reprising a role for a new thing, a video game. But yeah, other than that, no, just keeping going as much as we can.
That's good. Keep going, keep busy, keep working.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite role that you've done so far?
I think Papillon in Busso Rinkin.
Yeah.
Is just out there whacked. It's
fun the voice.
It was great. You know, I mean, when I tell you I was channeling George Takei.
Okay.
I was like, I know. I will kill everyone who doesn't recognize me. That'll be fun.
Yeah, that sounds hilarious. Yeah. George Takei is pretty interesting. Mm. And he's really got that voice. It's just everything he says. Yeah.
That's great.
Do you have a role that maybe you were like, I wish I really could have voiced this character, or I really want to voice this character if this ever comes out?
Yeah, all of them.
All of them?
every character ever. I would love to be Scooby-Doo.
Oh, yeah?
Right? I'd be all over that. I would love to do that.
So you really love the funny voices that you get to kind of goof around with?
It's great. It's a lot of fun. I mean, I like doing the heroic, you know. So I did a lot of World of Warcraft. I did 8 characters.
Grunts
and
things.
A lot of people didn't know I could do deeper voices, you know. And they're like, can you do this? I'm like, yes. And, oh, God. You're on. And, but yeah, I mean, comedy's fun. I just want to lie. I just want to laugh. You know, it's so much fun to be able to be goofy and make money at it. It's a treat. It really is. And be able to come to conventions.
You get to get paid to
goof
off.
Yeah. And to be able to come to conventions like this and, you know, hopefully get in front of hundreds of people and make them laugh. It's just so much fun. It really is.
So you really enjoy making people laugh, though.
I do. I do.
So do you come... Like, is this more of a, like, a marketing kind of thing for you to come to cons, or do you just like to be around the fans and
talk
to them?
There's all kinds of, it is a business as
right.
well. But it is fun. I get to travel all over the place. I mean, there are conventions in Australia, New Zealand, and Puerto Rico, and Canada, and I've been to
all over the world.
You know, that's how I've traveled. Last year I went to 8 countries and 25 cities, and it was just wonderful. And it was all because of cons. It wasn't always at a con, but if I go to somewhere, went to Ireland, then I popped over to Amsterdam. I go to London, I went over to Paris, you know, that kind of thing. And it's a real treat, and of course I sell my books and things. But it's just so much fun. It really is. I mean, you get to hang around with fun people and make them laugh, and it's just, it really is enjoyable. It's a privilege, it really is. I mean, I'm amazed that people want my autograph. I'm shocked that you're sitting here talking to me going, I'm like, who cares what I think?
Oh, no, I love stories and different things. You know, I like to talk to different people and... Like, I'm really, like, the traveling thing is really interesting, because I know there are really just, there's so many conventions, because this industry is really huge, like, just worldwide, everywhere, and it's pretty incredible, really, how much it spread, I think. So.
It really is. I did not know. It was so funny. I didn't know I was semi-famous. I had no clue.
You had no clue?
I had no idea.
Well, that's a good thing, actually.
Yeah, I was just like, huh, wow, how about that? So anytime somebody asks me for an autograph or have a picture with me, they're like... Is it okay? Can I take a bit? Oh,
yeah,
absolutely.
Please.
Oh my gosh, I'm amazed that somebody wants to.
So yeah, I'll be getting one later tonight with you. So
yeah,
you know,
absolutely. I mean, you know, somebody wants my autograph. I'm like, really? It's not on a check? Great. Sign here. Oh.
So if you're not, so you probably don't get mobbed very much by your fans. Mm-mm. No, not at all.
No, not really. Every now and then, somebody, you know, but I don't know. It's one of those things that. You know, they're all cool.
So mostly really good experiences, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've never had any issues, really, at cons. The fans are really, really well, you know, well...
Behaved?
Behaved, yeah.
Okay.
For the most part. I mean, very seldom do I hear any bad things happening. Every now and then there's a bad egg here and there, but, you know,
right.
Other than that, no, it's pretty great.
That's good. That's good. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad that when y'all come out, y'all enjoy yourselves. And...
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it's also the chance to meet other voice actors. And I've gotten work because of this, because I'll meet some people and their directors, and they meet you, and they get to hang out with you, and they go, yeah, let's work together. And then they'll call you and say, hey, let's do this thing. Great.
That's really cool. It's a good work opportunities here, too.
Absolutely, because I don't get to see any... We normally don't get to see anybody.
Because you're in
the booth
recording alone, yeah.
Exactly.
So you're like, oh, hey, I was in that show with you, but I've never met you before.
Exactly. And that's the way it's been for many times. I'm like, I know this guy, but I've never met him.
I was like, is that difficult to do? Just, like, recording, like, solitary like that? I know that's how a lot of it's done, but, I've seen other places where they actually have all the people in there recording together.
Sometimes you can. But, no, it's not difficult. I mean, it's not easy, obviously, but it's just what we do.
Well, but they're playing it, so you can play off of...
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, and the director, we just do what the director tells us, really. I mean, that's pretty much bottom line, do what the director tells you.
The directors, yeah, the ADRs
that's
or
it.
The whoever else... Have you done a lot of that yourself?
A lot of what, directing?
The ADR stuff, yeah.
Yeah, that's all we do. That is, all anime is ADR. It's automated dialogue replacement or...
Well, that means like directing it yourself.
No, I've never directed.
No, you never directed. So you just do the voiceover stuff?
Yeah. I just talk funny.
That's fun to do too.
I love it.
Let's see. Actually, I think that's about all I have for you. Oh no, actually, I want to. Are you an anime fan yourself?
It's funny because I do a lot of it, and I don't get a chance to watch much of it. You know, I'm busy and only trying to get work. And so I don't really have a lot of downtime
to sit down and watch that stuff.
And I don't watch my own stuff.
Never?
I can't.
You can't stand listening to your own
voice?
I'm like, or?
No. Because I'll listen to it and I'll go, oh, God. Oh, come on. I could have done better.
Perfectionist
bit. Yeah. I'm like, I don't need to hear that. Make me feel bad. I'm like, oh, God, I'm horrible. Ah. So, no.
Well, I do want to wish you luck with the book you've got. I hope you find a publisher.
I really do, because I'm getting a lot of people that just, I mean, once they see the panel and hear about the ideas, people say, you know, well, I thought about doing it myself, you know, self-publishing, but that's money. It just comes down to money issue until I get some cash lined up on it.
You could try, like, I think Amazon does something. I mean, I know that's real basic self-publishing, but...
No, I know those companies. I've looked into them. But it really comes down to the photography, and there's a lot of stuff. It's so much that goes into it that I, you know, I was like, oh, it's easy. Oh, God, no, it's not.
Well, I would love to buy that book, so I really...
I would love to sell
I
you that book.
I hope that it comes out soon. So really, really good luck with that.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
This is Anime Fest 2011 with J. Michael Tatum. Yeah, this is me.
Oh, excellent. You have a card.
I do.
Very nice. I like this.
Thank you very much.
Pocket while I'm thinking about it.
Well, alrighty then. I'm here with J. Michael Tatum now, and he's probably most recently known for his role as Sebastian in Black Butler. Yay.
Yes, little show you may have heard of.
And my favorite role, Kiyoya in Ouran High School Host Club.
Ah, yes.
I love him.
Yes, me too.
Somebody told me to get me into that anime. They knew that I liked tall characters in glasses, and they said, oh, well, there's one in this show. You should go watch it. And I was like, okay. And then I absolutely love that show. And Caitlin directed the...
Yes, she
did such a good job.
Who also, of course, played the lead, Haruhi.
Yeah, and she was amazing, too.
Oh,
I was very impressed.
She's wonderfully talented. We have a running gag that we always say, all of the cast... Whenever you say Ouran more than three times, Caitlin
appears.
Yes, and whenever you're discussing it on a panel, she's always there in spirit. She just absolutely infused that show with every bit of her personality. It was wonderful for
it. Such a good, and it shows. It really does.
Yeah,
it was very well done.
Really, really wonderful.
All right. I was at that panel yesterday, so I remember that. And I also remember you talking about that one of your influences is Helen Mirren.
Yes. Oh, yes. Well, a fantastic actress. I've followed her work since I was very young. And she just keeps getting better and better more outrageous and more and just more and more Helen Mirren as the years go by. And she's got such power and such subtlety and such range. It's rare to see an actress that or an actor for that matter that will take those kind of chances. You know, both early on in their career when they're trying to establish themselves in here, you know, many, many, many years later. Well, I don't want to say many. She's not that old.
She's not ancient.
But here she is several decades on, still taking the same risks, and they're paying off wonderfully.
It's very classy.
Very classy, and very...
Do you have a favorite?
I, as a rule, tend to avoid the favorites game. It's really difficult for me to do. I used to be all about it, but I find that any time someone asks me about a favorite, there's always at least a dozen options that start jockeying for position in my head, and my head's crowded enough as it is. But if I had, I would probably be some of the first things I ever saw her in. There's a series called Prime Suspect. It's a series of made-for-television movies on the BBC called Prime Suspect, which she'd been doing for years. And it's an incredible production, and all the more so for her performance as the lead character.
I'll have to check that out.
It's really good. She also did a really avant-garde film that came out in 1989 called The Cook, the Thief, His Wife and Her Lover. Very, very intense drama, and very stylized, and very strange. Not everyone's cup of tea, certainly, but she was absolutely sublime in it. And that was, I think, one of the first things I saw her in, and ever since then,
she's really
just
loved
been,
her.
I was just amazed that an actress would relish a role like that. I mean, and she really does it because she believes in the art of what she's doing.
Well,
and you can
have to
see
check
it.
Out her back. I haven't seen a lot of her older stuff. I'm more familiar with the Queen and
The Queen,
Calendar
of course,
Girls.
Was great. Yeah, which is great fun. And that's the thing. She's only become, I think, a household name here in the States in the past, say, 5 or 6 years. But she's been quite a force to reckon with across the pond for, at least 20.
Wow. There's a lot of this. I love those British actors. They're just...
Well, they're just wonderful. Britain just turns out actors
they really
like...
Do.
Like
they really do.
Like they're going out of style. It's amazing.
All my favorites
I wish I'd been born in Britain.
British actors.
As are mine, really, for the most part. So, yes, Helen Mirren, absolutely an influence. I would love to meet her someday.
Have you done a lot of any stage work at all, or film work, or TV?
I have never done film or TV work, sad to say. I'd love to one day branch out into it, but I'm kept so busy doing what I do now that I can't seem to fit
can't
it in.
Time.
I did a lot of stage work when I was younger. Haven't
you
done
like
stage
you've got
work
the voice
in about 15
that,
years.
That kind of protective
There's a story behind that voice.
Okay.
If you care to hear it,
I don't want to
steer us in a different direction. I actually had a very pronounced stutter when I was a child, a very, very, very debilitating speech impediment that prevented me from speaking a lot because it was a very painful process. I mean, just emotionally, people made fun of me and people would get impatient, you know, and very typical story, really. And I was born and raised in Texas, and of course, everyone in my family, they're from Texas. You know, the minute they open their mouth, they've got that wonderful
Texas
drawl. And and I love that, but that's not my accent. I have really no accent. I have that theater accent because I took speech therapy for about 5 years or so with this wonderful British lady who had that wonderful sort of mid-Atlantic, as we call it, the mid-Atlantic accent that's somewhere between American and Britain. And she was wonderful, but that's kind of how I learned to speak.
I really
and
love the sound. They pronounce everything so beautifully.
Well, they really. I think Christopher Plummer, another actor whom I'm very fond of, Canadian, who everyone thinks is British because he speaks in that sort of high, vaulted tone, said that it's really the reason he's in theater is because he sees it as, you know, he's worshiping at the altar of language.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a wonderful way, I think, of putting it. And so, you know, the great British actors and the dialecticians or whatnot really love to pronunciate because there is music in words, you know, not just, you know, in their meaning, but just in the very sound of them alone sometimes is enough to...
It's just kind of what Shakespeare made his living off of was
absolutely,
the melody
absolutely.
Of words. Yeah.
Oh, Shakespeare! We could talk for hours about that. That's very dangerous territory, my dear.
No, I know too. I took the class. I majored in theater. I'm like, oh man. No, I know Shakespeare very well.
excellent. Good. Good for you. Good for you.
I do. I also had to take a voice class where we had to learn the phonetic pronunciations of everything, and we had to learn how to write the little phonetic stuff.
Wow.
So, but it teaches you how to. You know, speak that, so... And they kind of, you know, they want you to get rid of that. Well, because I sang, too, and they don't want that accent. I got railed on my first year because of my accent. Oh, I was like, get rid of it now. Those music department people are
crazy about that. I know all about how music academia works, trust me.
And you are a pianist, too. That was really interesting.
Yes. I don't much consider myself a pianist. I was for a long time.
You were, but you don't really play anymore.
I do. I don't play professionally. I've never played professionally. I've only ever played in the scholastic settings. But I still write music a lot, and I play just to sort of wind down,
to relax.
Like that. Yeah, to relax, and kind of that's kind of my meditation, I suppose, is sitting down and playing. Occasionally, if I'm feeling rather frisky, I might sit down to a piano in some public place and
just go
start
at it.
Going at it, but I often get asked to stop.
So
I tend to play very, very vigorous pieces. That's just what I love playing. I love like the
fun.
Russians, you know.
I wish
playing.
I could just go around like singing everywhere I go, but I don't think
I know
that's
it's
a good
it's,
idea.
It's frowned upon, sadly.
It is frowned upon. We don't live in a musical, unfortunately.
We don't live in a very artistic society.
No,
so
no,
you,
we're really
you go
not
around
sad.
Doing things like that, people just sort
people
of look
at you very.
And,
yeah, you're crazy.
Yeah, it's a shame, but oh well. I suppose that's what makes us special.
Yes, yes. Do you have a favorite role that you've done so far?
No. I don't.
The
favorite
thing.
Yeah, I mean, I really feel that.
Maybe one recently that you really just had a lot of fun on.
Well, I have fun doing everything.
okay.
I think. I mean, if I really had to pick, typically I just kind of go with the first thing that comes into my head when I'm asked at any given time, and but I really, really enjoyed being in Spice and Wolf. as Kraft Lawrence. Right, yeah. I mean, that was that show was such a surprise for me, because when told the premise, I thought, oh, well, that sounds
the
really
economy
bland,
yeah,
and boring, and wow, I'm glad it's only, you know, 11 episodes or so, because this doesn't sound like it's got much of a story to go with it. But as we got into it, I was completely wrong about, you know, how awesome this show could be. And it was so, the adaptive scripts by Jamie Markey, who played Chloe in the show, and who also directed a good chunk of it, were just sublime. Some of the best scripts I've ever gotten to work with as an actor. And, you know, and the character of Lawrence, it was such a wonderful character-driven piece that you know, we really got to sink our teeth into these roles. Brina Pollinsky and myself, as well as the rest of the cast, mm-hmm. and I had never been in something that was quite as verbose for just a couple of characters, where, I mean, you'd go in and you'd spend like 8 or 9 hours on one episode. That's
talking
very
about money
rare,
or something.
You know? But there was such wonderful, rich subtext to all the economic overtones. I really enjoyed that. I that's probably one of my favorites, and it's one I've gone back to and watched many, many, many times.
I'm glad to hear that. I really like, yeah. I like that too. But I mean, when you're telling it to people, you've got, oh, it's about economics, and there's like a naked wolf. So.
Yeah, I tell people now is that it's a quest book. I mean, or it's a quest film, really. It's a series, whatever you want to call it. It's a quest story about these two unlikely, you know, companions that share the road together. And when you have that wonderful format, I mean, just think of it, two unlikely companions who share the road together, anything can happen. You know, the economics and all that are fascinating, but they're really just kind of window dressing for the real story, which is about these two characters sort of coming together in a very, very unique and idiosyncratic way. And I love character-driven pieces like that. It's really wonderful.
I do, too. That is, I really enjoyed Spice and Wolf quite a bit.
That's good to hear. I hear that from a lot of people, so I'm very glad to hear that show
has
caught on as much as
it has. It's such an easygoing show. I mean, it's just like every once in a while I get like, I'm tired of watching crazy stuff. Like, I just kind of want to relax and just kind of sink into something that has depth.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
It's just kind of like a gentle flowing sort of thing.
Yeah, it's really wonderful. I feel very, very fortunate to have gotten to be involved in that anyway, let alone
so
playing one
that.
Of the leads characters.
I'm
but
so glad to hear that.
Lawrence is one of my favorites. And again, it is so difficult to pick favorites. You know,
sorry, I've got a couple of those on here, and I was like, oh, well.
Yeah. Well, I'll still answer them, but, you know, it's always kind of a qualified, you know, I kind of talk in circles around it, which I'm delighted to
do. So you are an anime fan, then?
Oh, yes, I've been all my life, really.
That's great.
Anime was some of the first programming I ever watched as a child that was of any sophistication, really. this is very true. I mean, you know, when you're a kid and you're set in front of the television, at least, you know, when I was a kid, your parents would sit you in front of the television, and if it was animated, well, they'd figure it was safe.
It's kids, yeah.
But a lot of animated stuff that was produced here in the States was made specifically for kids, and so it wasn't really intellectually stimulating. It was cute and colorful and wild and wacky, and there's nothing wrong with that at all. But I accidentally sort of found things like, you know, Star Blazers and Voltron and the Captain Harlock stuff. And when I saw that stuff for the first time, I thought, well, this is really incredibly dark, mature storytelling. And I wouldn't have put it in those terms when I was a child, but I was just compelled to it. And so, in a weird way, to stop and think about it now, just my accidentally getting into anime when I was really little kind of played a huge and vital part in shaping my tastes for drama and story, and so anime has really been there from the beginning, and I'm very lucky
that's really cool. It's like I didn't get exposed to it, but I mean, I've only been into it, was this 2011, for like maybe 10 years.
That's so, a good chunk though.
Yeah,
10
well,
years
no, yeah.
You get a lot seen
when I graduated high school. You know, I had a friend who brought some home from college, and I was like, oh, what's this? So that's when I first got into it, so I have a lot of catching up to do.
I've been into it since the 80s. since one of the first waves of its popularity.
Yeah,
over
I feel very young in that, because I know there's so much that was back then that really made what there is today.
And it's wonderful to see how well much of it has aged and go back and watch it, because sometimes
the
memory cheats and you're like, wow, that's not as good as I remember. But that's really the case for me when I go back and watch.
No, there are some really good older. The original Gunbuster.
Oh yes. Yes, yes. Ron the One Half holds up incredibly.
And everybody's
well.
Still crazy about that. That's
yeah.
still got a good following.
Oh, it's great. I love it. And awesome. Here we are, like, what, 20 years later, and that show is still amazing? So, well, over 20 years. But oh, we can go on forever about that.
Well, I also wanted to ask, when you come to these conventions, do you see it as, like, do you just like connecting with the fans? Is it a way to market yourself? Spike said he's actually picked up jobs from conventions.
I've certainly done that, and there's a degree of you know, marketing yourself. But I don't really... For me, I think it's one of the best things about what I get to do for a living, because I love coming and being around people that are so enthusiastic about something that I had no outlet for when I was the same age, even though I was into the same thing. And it's really cool. I mean, I think it's... I'm a nerd to my core. In many respects, whether we're talking anime or music or Doctor Who or something like that. I mean, I'm a nerd to my innermost core. And I think it's so wonderful in a, by and large, nerd-unfriendly culture that these communities, these sort of, these transient communities, these you know, just sort of crop up like mushrooms after a rainstorm very briefly for these weekends. And people can come together of like minds and congregate under this sort of protective dome in which they don't have to
constantly defend themselves
against those poor dullards on the outside that just don't understand it, you know. I think it's very important that people be given that. Especially, you know, nerds. I mean, come on, nerds are some of the most intelligent, creative, and by God, just interesting people I've ever met, and they deserve a place where they can go and feel safe and love and share their enthusiasm, and I feel so incredibly honored to be a part of that now. It's really something I sometimes get rather choked up about to think on. But yeah, definitely. This is the best part about what I get to do is about what I get to do for a living is coming to conventions.
It's a good answer.
Oh, thank you. It's the only one I think worthwhile.
See, am I about done?
Yeah,
I'm done.
Yes,
okay, I'm done.
Sorry.
That's
no
okay.
Problem.
It was such
a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much. I know I get very long answers, so you probably have like a dozen more questions you wanted to ask.
I really don't mind at all.